Hey there, Wolverines. My name is Chandler. I'm here with another episode of the Wolverine Motivators. We have a wonderful podcast prepared for you today. I'm here in the library with a wonderful YouTube sensation, Parker Kressman. You might know him as the Missionary Hello Parody. Currently, Parker has 20 million channel views on his YouTube channel.
2 million.
2 million. Did I say 20? Wow, it'll be 20.
One
is my prediction.
That would be a lot.
Yeah. So he has the 2 million. He is currently going to school. He's a pre-med student about to graduate this semester?
Pre-PA, yeah, this semester.
Nice. And you're getting married soon. It's exciting, of course.
Yeah,
and
yep.
Parker, how about just to get this started, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where are you from?
I'm from Spanish Fork.
Spanish Fork.
I'm from Spanish Fork, Utah. Graduated from high school in 2010.
Did you go to Spanish Fork?
Yeah, I went to Spanish Fork High School until my senior year. There was a new school that opened up called Maple Mountain.
Yeah.
Maple Mountain? I'm from Spanish Fork, so we lose our T's sometimes.
Yeah. I have a few friends who go there, so.
Really?
I did go there.
Right on. Thanks. Yeah, so I went there for the first year it opened up,
mm-hmm.
and went to BYU and headed out to Los Angeles for a couple of years,
mm-hmm.
and came back and finishing up.
Nice. And you're going to be doing the graduate program here soon, right? Or take some classes?
Yeah, I'm going to be taking some classes just to get ready for graduate school. And I don't know where I'll be going for graduate school. It's up in the air right now. But I'm just focusing on making sure I get the classes that I need done, you know, and getting the experience that I need to be hopefully a physician assistant at some point.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So I actually have a question for you. Because you are wanting to be a physician, but at the same time you have this kind of music career you're launching.
Yeah.
Why the dramatic shift so late in your college career that made you want to suddenly, you know, make some sweet YouTube videos? And you also mentioned you had an EP coming out soon. So, like, what made you want to kind of pursue this interest on top of a medical profession? Because that doesn't usually go hand in hand.
They don't really go hand in hand. You're right. Yeah. No, it all started about a year and a half ago. That's a good question. About a year and a half ago, I was a neuroscience student.
Okay.
And I was pre-med, and I was doing the whole pre-med lineup, right? I was volunteering in the hospital, I was in an internship, I was leading a research team in diabetes,
mm-hmm.
and some things changed in my life. So there were some personal things that went through that just made me realize that I need to start going after my passions,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so about a year ago, I decided I was gonna change it up. It's hard because you invest so much into what you're currently doing,
mm-hmm.
and I was thinking it's just so practical to be a doctor or a physician assistant, like
that's very popular for a lot of people, especially out of high school, like what can make a lot of money, you know, what can help that my future best. That's really, really popular. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
so I keep going.
Exactly. Absolutely. It's sensical and it makes
mm-hmm.
sense, and that's what I was going for,
mm-hmm.
and I just kind of realized that I need to spend more time doing what I love and working on the things that I feel like I'm good at. I'm going to be honest, I'm not the best at science, and so it's been a rough go trying to do PA, and I love people, and I love medicine, and I love that kind of stuff, but it ended up, I decided that I need to make a change to better kind of conform to what my passions and my skill set is, and I was lucky and fortunate enough, at that point I switched from neuroscience to exercise science, because it's a little bit of a lighter load, and I was fortunate enough to land the gig with the Adele Missionary Parody music video, and
mm-hmm.
And from there, it's just become one of those
sensations going off there.
Well, I mean, it was. Yeah, it was. It was a little bit of a. It was about a month where it just was,
really trending,
going really strong. Yeah, and a couple of great experiences on the radio. I got to be on KSL TV and Fox 13 News on TV, and I think Good Morning Utah as well, or Good Things Utah,
mm-hmm.
Good for Utah, and just some really cool things that helped reaffirm that this is the kind of thing that I want to be doing. I want to be with people, connecting with people, and really digging into myself musically, right? And that's where the change came from. And it's not really that sensical, but it's something that I've decided is my passion. Yeah.
That's really awesome. You know, before I kind of ask you a follow-up with that, I have a kind of a personal question for you.
Yeah.
So once you become, once your EP just makes millions of dollars and you become like the next big, sensation from Utah Valley, what's your stage name going to be?
I've talked with people about this a little bit because I don't think Parker Kressman really works super well. But I don't want to do one of those things where I have a masked name and nobody really knows who I am. Obviously, I think it's a long haul of a situation. By the way, I don't foresee myself making millions anytime sooner at all. You know, I really want to put my passion into the music, but I think I'll just go with Cressman. I'm not 100% sure, but I might just use my last name and kind of, you know, just go from there.
I can see it now, Cressman. You have this sweet album, you know, that's just like. There's just like a silhouette of you, and you have like a fedora on, with like a guitar, and just like Cressman there. That'd be sweet.
Well, yeah, that would be sweet. Those who know me know that I love bow ties, self-tie bow ties. And for a while, I thought, man, maybe what I'll do is just a silhouette of me with a colored, bright bow tie as my EP cover.
That would be
cover.
Sweet.
But since then, I think I've negated that. But it's an option. Okay. It's an option.
Well, to move more back into the previous conversation, thank you for answering that. One of the things that really impressed me when you were kind of telling your story is, again, you are about to graduate and you're now suddenly switching. Switching to this new, you know, career. One of the things about college students is when you're in college, it's a time for you to explore. It's a time for you to kind of figure out your passions, who you want to become, right? And so my question is for you is, for the students who are still trying to kind of find themselves, you know, what kind of advice would you give them to help them kind of discover their interests, or at least maybe get the courage to pursue their interests, but they kind of know what it is?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What I would say is, for me, I feel like my best advice that I would have taken for myself is Plato and Socrates had some philosophy that was really, really, really important, mm-hmm. and I don't think we focus on it enough. But there's this, Socrates was what's called eclectic, mm-hmm. which means he would challenge any of his own predisposed thoughts and processes and challenge it with reason and really just being honest. Mm-hmm. And when you are able to challenge yourself to really open up and not say, well, people say I would be a good this, or, you know, I've always thought that I'd be a good this. Challenge yourself to see what your skills are, what you feel like you're going to be good at, and just be honest enough with yourself to say, I'm gonna do it because it's my passion, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, there's a little bit of a middle ground there because I'm fortunate enough that so far I've been able to do what I've been doing as far as music without a huge, you know, needing to take out giant loans or anything. But it's gonna take time, and I'm not gonna be making a lot of money for a while. So I do need to be practical, at least to an extent, in saying I need to be able to cover what I'm doing and still make a living. But I think it's important that the advice that I would say to people that are wanting to pursue their dreams but aren't quite sure if that's what they want, like, just discover yourself. Take some time to figure out what you like, what you actually feel like you enjoy doing, and what you get energy from. You know, some people, mm-hmm. it takes them energy to deal with people, and to, you know, for some people it takes them energy and drains them to be alone. Right, and so for me, I feed off of other people and talking with people.
You're extroverted that way.
Yeah, I'm extroverted, and I'm somebody that enjoys feeling emotions from people. And so I think music is an epitome of emotions expressed, right?
Well, you're going to need that when you're on stage with, you know, 10,000 people all screaming your name, so.
Thank you, I appreciate that a lot.
That's really good. No, I agree with that philosophy a lot. I have a mentor in my life. Anyway, he one time told me, he said, he's a millionaire, he owns a peanut butter company, believe it or not. But anyway, he told me, he said, what you need to do is find something that you're really good at. He said, find something you're passionate about what you said, and then find out how you can make money doing it, right? And so that's really cool that you're kind of this example. You're just like, I'm trying that. And you also not just are trying it, but you have that confidence to succeed. And I know that when we are really putting ourselves out there, from my personal experience, when we want to do something, and people can kind of see that we're serious about it, doors open, right?
Right.
And so that's really wonderful that you're doing this. And so that's why I'm kind of grateful that you were able to do this podcast. The whole purpose of the Wolverine Motivators, we want to get people like you who are young adults, right, who are trying to find themselves and really just be like, here's a wonderful example of a human being,
yeah.
Parker, you know, kind of following your dreams and becoming who you want to be. And so
thank you.
I want to really, again, thank you for that. Before we kind of end this podcast, because we know we have to wrap up in a moment.
Yeah.
I just kind of have one more kind of question for you.
Yeah.
What's one thing that, because I want to get this before you become famous. One thing about Parker that people don't know.
One thing about me that people don't know. I am terribly ticklish. I am terribly ticklish.
Sorry, ladies, he's taken, though.
It's the most, it's the least manly thing that could exist. I'm terrified of scary movies, and I'm ticklish.
I like it.
There you go.
Well, thanks so much again for coming out, and I look forward to buying your EP, and when that comes out, we'll put a link on our podcast for people who want to go, and I'm assuming if it's on iTunes or Spotify, there'll be a link there, but thanks so much for coming out, and we just hope we just hope that you Wolverines out there just have a wonderful day, and if you see Park around campus in the coming semesters or two, feel free to say hi to him. You know, he's an awesome guy to get to know.